Welcome. This section of the course is all about writing your resume, so we want to start by sharing five critical resume writing rules that you need to consider along the way. And these rules should hopefully be helpful whether or not you're writing your resume from scratch or simply updating an existing version of your resume. So rule number one is get everything important on the front page. So this rule is about making sure that all of the key and relevant information for the role and industry you're targeting is on the front page and easy to see. Why? So that anyone who's really quickly scanning your resume can spot that information quite quickly. And this is particularly important for any advertised roles that you apply for because it's quite likely that a lot of applications have been received for that same role, sometimes hundreds just for one role. So this often means that recruiters and potential employers are actually scanning all of the resumes and cover letters quite quickly and making some really fast decisions about who's going to make it onto the shortlisted pile. So they might only spend a minute or even less looking at each resume. So if your resume is one of those in a big pile, you've got a better chance of being shortlisted if the most important information is easy to find, which means putting it on the front page. And some resume experts actually suggest that wherever possible, you put this information above the fold, which means at the top of the page rather than the bottom of the page, because people often read from top to bottom. So an example of where this might come into play, just to illustrate this further, is if you need a particular qualification for a role. So for example, for a lot of the work I do, I need to be a psychologist, a registered psychologist. So whilst I've got a qualification section in a later part of my resume, I always include that information on the front page as well, so that employers could quickly pick that up and see that I've got the right qualifications for the job. Okay, rule number two. Formatting is really important, so make sure that your resume is formatted in a way that appears clean, neat, professional, and easy to read. And we've actually given you some resume templates in the bonus resources section to help you with this. So what exactly does this mean? Make sure that your borders are even, the text is properly indented, the formatting is consistent throughout the whole document, and wherever possible, any dot points or any sentences are short, concise, and really easy to read. Use a font that's modern and appropriate size, and avoid fonts that are fancy or look like handwriting or anything that you think might be a bit different that will make you stand out. Avoid that. Stick with simple, professional, modern fonts. So the sort of fonts that you would see on news and business websites. Why? Again, imagine that a recruiter or a hiring manager is looking over your resume really quickly, trying to figure out whether or not you should be shortlisted. So the cleaner, the more easy to read, the more simple your resume looks, the more likely they are to find the information they want and shortlist you. And also, the more likely you are to leave a good first impression if your resume looks really good. And as we mentioned earlier, formatting well helps you to get that most important information on the front page. Okay, rule number three. You need to tailor your resume to suit different roles and industries. Don't expect that you can just use the same resume across your entire job hunt. Instead, again, think about having the most important information on there for particular roles or particular industries or organizations. So if you tailor your resume, you can make sure that that happens. So in later sections of the course, we'll talk about the value of identifying and addressing specific challenges that might exist for a particular employer or in a particular industry and how you can show that employer that you can help solve those challenges. So again, by tailoring your resume, you're able to target and provide that information a lot more accurately. So you might have a standard version that you adapt for each different situation, or you might have a master resume that includes everything, and then you can just cut out the pieces that you don't need for each particular role or organization, and that is perfectly okay. Just make sure you've got a system for naming the different versions and make sure that you keep track of which version you've sent to which recruiter or which employer. Rule number four, please, please, please make sure that your spelling and grammar is 100% accurate. So if you think you might miss some mistakes, you're not particularly detail oriented, then ask someone else who does have a good attention to detail to review your resume for you. A lot of people don't do this very well and they end up with mistakes in their resume, and I've seen an awful lot of them on the front page. So if you think about it, to a recruiter or a hiring manager, this can be perceived as quite sloppy or quite unprofessional and a sign that you're not able to communicate very well in writing. And really, this interpretation is pretty fair when you think about it, because this is a document that you should be getting 100% correct, because it can make or break your chances of getting this job. So it's sort of a quite fair assessment in that sense. Also, if the job requires you to communicate in writing with internal or external stakeholders or customers, then there's a pretty good chance that someone's actually going to be formally reviewing your cover letter and your resume to check whether it's accurate, professional, and has any mistakes in it as part of the kind of evaluation process. So I'm asked to do this quite often when I'm evaluating candidates for different projects with clients. Okay, last one, rule number 5. This shouldn't need to be stated really explicitly, but unfortunately some people do this. Don't lie on your resume. Be truthful and accurate. Do not lie about your past experience or your achievements or your qualifications, because even the slightest exaggeration on your resume can catch up with you in the long run. So just stick to the facts and don't bend or stretch the truth. Now, there's nothing wrong with learning how to write up your experience and achievements in a way that really showcases your skills. And in fact, we're going to help you to do this through the course. But don't claim that you performed duties that you didn't, or don't change dates on your resume to avoid explaining a gap in your employment history. Just explain it in the interview. So just don't lie. Okay, that's it for now. So we're going to ask you to complete, hopefully, a pretty easy and quick little quiz just to finish off this lesson, and then we'll see you in the next one. Thanks.